We may not like the prospect of more intense winters, but I know who might. Muscovites. Residents of Moscow not only expect a ton of snow in the winter, they love it. Snow is in their blood. Ivan Boyko is a Russian photographer and lives in Moscow. His specialty, in fact, is winter scenes. Ivan, how deep is the snow today in Moscow?
Well, I would say zero deep. We have absolutely no snow, I would say.
And there's no snow piled up from weeks past, like in the gutters or something?
Absolutely nothing like this.
What's going on?
Well, no snow.
It just hasn't snowed. Are officials expressing any concern over this aberration?
Not especially, but it's indeed very untypical for this time of year and for this geography that we have absolutely no snow. It's quite a rare thing, I would say.
Is it cold, at least?
No, not at the moment. It's like plus one, maybe, or something.
Yeah, so just a little above 32 Fahrenheit. Are Russians or Muscovites talking about the lack of snow and climate change kind of in the same breath? Are they kind of seeing it that way?
You know, strangely, not exactly. They obviously feel the change, because me, myself, I perfectly remember when I was a child of maybe 10 in the city, when they used to clean streets and there were piles of snow aside of a street, they were higher than a 10-year-old boy. And we have absolutely nothing like this. Some last maybe 7-8 years. If we have a snow, we have a pretty modest snow, I would say, like a Central Europe maybe or something.
So you're saying kind of like the big snowdrifts that you remember as a kid, that doesn't really happen much anymore?
No, last 10 years it doesn't. And people see these changes and then kind of complain about it because they are not really used in this geography and climate to such a small snow winters. But somehow in general talks, they don't really connect it to global warmth.
How many winter photo shoots have you done this year?
Well, not much, actually. I've been on a commission November, December, not far from here in St. Petersburg, especially like waiting for winter because it was part of what's supposed to be done. And I cannot say it was really successful because hardly one maybe cold morning. That was it.
So as a kind of winter snow photographer, how dependent are you on the weather for your work? Like if it doesn't snow, do you get paid?
Well, it depends on agreement. I'm not exactly like especially winter photographer. I do a lot of landscapes, and obviously winter scenes are part of my job.
Why do you like photographing winter so much?
Well, it's pretty special, I think, for the way it looks and the way it feels. It's really specific, I find, like overall as a mood and the stories around it and the way people feel about it.
So what's the general mood in Moscow right now without snow?
Well, people are very festive, I would say. I've just been in the center of the city. There are a lot of people outside with children and families having walks and, I don't know, having fun around.
So people in Moscow are still festive. What does Moscow look like in winter with no snow? Is there still kind of a sense of romanticism?
I'd say so if you love the city, if you're familiar with it, or if you feel it in some way, yes.
Yeah, but if you go as a tourist and are expecting that Dr. Zhivago look, you're out of luck this year, I guess.
No, you're lost. If you want to feel like this, you're lost here. Yeah, it's exactly not the year to come to feel like in Dr. Zhivago.
Ivan Boyko, a photographer in Moscow who specializes in winter scenes. And all I can say is, let it snow, Ivan. Wishing you all the white stuff you want. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Happy New Year.